Chapter 4 Gulliver Helps the King.
One day, the king comes to see me. He's very frightened.
Soldiers from Blefuscu are preparing to attack us,
he says.
Their warships are preparing to travel to Lilliput. We need your help. They're stronger than us.
Where exactly is Blefuscu? I ask.
Blefuscu is north of Lilliput,
the king answers. I take my binoculars and walk to the north of the island. I lie near the beach and look across the sea. I can see the island of Blefuscu and the warships. There are approximately 50 ships and there are hundreds of soldiers on the ships. It's a terrible spectacle. I must think of a plan to stop the war. I've got a good idea. Please bring me some strong cords and some metal hooks, I say to my servants. The servants bring the cords, and I cut them into 50 pieces and tie them to 50 hooks. Then I take the cords and hooks and walk into the sea. Soon my feet touch the ground again, and I'm near the island of Blefuscu. When the soldiers from Blefuscu see me, they're very frightened. They jump out of the warships and into the sea. Then they swim to the beach. There are hundreds of people on the beach. They're all looking at me, surprised.
Who is that man?
They say.
He's enormous.
The soldiers shoot arrows at me. I attach the hooks to the ships and take all the cords in my hand. Then I pull the ships over the sea to Lilliput. Ouch! Those arrows hit me! The king is very happy. After 2 weeks, two ambassadors from Blefuscu come to Lilliput.
Our people are tired of war, Your Majesty. We want to make peace.
We're tired of war too. Let's make peace.
When the ambassadors leave, the king speaks to me alone.
I've got a plan,
he says.
You must capture men and women from Blefuscu and bring them to Lilliput. They can be my servants.
No, Your Majesty, I say. It's a horrible thing to do.
I'm the king. You must obey me,
says the king. I'm sorry, Your Majesty. I don't want to do it, I answer. The king is very angry. He doesn't come to see me for a long time. Then one day, I see smoke in the city. There's a fire in the king's palace. People are running in the streets with buckets of water.
We can't extinguish the fire,
says a man.
Can you help, Man Mountain?
The fire is in the queen's room. The queen is standing near the window.
Help! Fire!
She shouts. I talk to the queen through her window. I can help you, Your Majesty, I say. I remove my shoe and put water in it. Then I pour the water into the queen's room and extinguish the fire. The queen is very wet and very angry.